And all of God's people prayed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give them a praise clap this morning.
And we're thankful for the time of worship that we had today. Well, I'm glad you're here this morning. This morning, I feel led to begin just a series this morning. And if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Luke, chapter 7. And we're going to be in the book of Luke, chapter 7, over the next few weeks. I just kind of felt led of the Lord to go this route and this direction. And these are some really neat stories that we're going to learn about Jesus. And as we look at these stories, I just am reminded about how personal Jesus is. How personal He lets us come to Him. You know, in the Old Testament, it wasn't quite like that. The priests in the Old Testament, they required sacrifices to be brought before the Lord, and they had to take bulls and rams, and certain ways they had to do all that. And they would take it to the priest, and the priest would slaughter it, and he would have to go behind this big old curtain. And it was just a big ritual. But when Jesus came, all that changed. The curtain split down the middle, and now God was with us, which means Emmanuel, God was with us. And now Jesus walks with us and talks with us, and we have a personal relationship if we've trusted in Jesus as our Savior. See, the Lord now is ready for us. The Lord can walk with us and speak with us and teach us and live with us. God is not a foreign idea that's floating out there. God is not this concept that something is out there but you can't obtain it or reach it. But God is a person, and God is real, and God can walk with us and live with us and teach us. And all of that is because 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to this earth, God in flesh, sacrificed Himself, bled on the old rugged cross, and rose again on the third day so that we can have relationship with Jesus Christ. Isn't it good today that if you believe and have been saved by the grace of God, that God is not over there, but God is in here today. That God is in here today. That He lives with us and moves with us. And it's wonderful when you understand that Jesus is with us, and that Jesus is with us, and He invites us to come. We're going to have a memory verse, and this memory verse, throw it up, is the first scripture that's on there. It's from Matthew. We've not had a good memory verse in a while, but this is our memory verse throughout this series, and it's Matthew 11:28, and let me read it to you. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So that's our memory verse, so let's say it together, Matthew 11:28. You ready? "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. Let's try it one more time. You ready? "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. This is a verse that's going to kind of carry us through the chapter 7 of Luke as we talk about Jesus welcoming us. And one thing I love about this verse is that Jesus invites those with problems to come. So I don't know about you, but I got problems this morning. And if you don't believe I have problems, just ask my wife, all right? You know? Now, she may not have any, but I have problems this morning. And I'm pretty sure if you are alive and you're functioning and your blood is pumping and your heart is pumping and your lungs are working, you have problems as well. You know, if you are on this earth, I guarantee that you're going to have struggles, you're going to have temptations, you're going to have trials, you're going to have something that's hard to deal with. And you have concerns on your life. Anybody got a concern they're dealing with right now? A concern. Something that you're concerned about, that's weighing on you and that's kind of concerning you, burdening you today. Well, what do you do with those concerns? How do you handle concerns and burdens and problems, and how do you do that? You know, I believe today some of you all are concerned about your spiritual state. You know, will I go to heaven or hell when I die? You're concerned about your family. You know, what will my family look like? How will my kids? How will I provide for them? Maybe you're concerned about your finances. You know, how am I going to make the ends meet this week? You know, you're concerned. And in my life, personally, I've had many concerns. And there's been many times in my life that I just did not know the answer. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where I was going. There was something that was weighing on me. And really, the only thing I could do in those times of concern, those times of just not knowing the answer or having a burden on my heart, was to take it to God. You know, I think back to several times to this church planting journey where we needed sound equipment and God gave it to us, or we needed this and the Lord provided. And even when our baby Hope was born, you know, she landed in the NICU for a week, and it was treatable and everything was good. That was a concern that I had, and I remember just going before the Lord and bringing that to the Lord, and maybe even shedding some tears as I brought that to the Lord, you know, as I just opened up my heart and I just told God what was bothering me, and I told the Lord what was troubling me and dragging me down, and how I needed His hand in that situation. Today, I have concerns as well. I have a family member on my heart today. I got a phone call yesterday of a family member that's hurting, going through some hard stuff. And that concern is on my family member today, that God would walk with that family member and bring healing in that family member's life. And I know today you too have concerns over family, your spiritual state, whatever it may be. I don't know what it is today. But the good news is, whatever you're concerned about, Jesus has offered you an invitation. And that invitation is simply, come on. Come on. If you are troubled, if you are burdened with something, if you are hurting with something today, come on. Come on. Come to me, Jesus says. Come to me. If you're heavy and full of burdens and it's just weighing you down, Jesus says, come on. Bring them to me. Now, this isn't in your notes, but you need to get this through your brain today. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. So whatever you're dealing with today, here's the good news. Are you ready? God's got it. He's got it. He knows when you hurt. He knows how you feel. He knows. And the Lord's got this today. There's a great, great verse that begins in chapter 7, verse 2, and it's about a guy that had a concern, and all he knew how to do was go to Jesus. And we pick up in chapter 2, verse 2, chapter 7, it's in your sermon notes, follow along. It says, now a centurion who was a Roman officer, who had probably about 100 troops underneath him, okay, that's what a centurion was, and the Romans in the days of Jesus was the occupying force. They were a military foreign army that controlled Israel, okay? Now, a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was highly valued by him. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, this is the elders of the Jews speaking for the centurion, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, he is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he is the one who built us our synagogue. And Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself. And this is again the friends speaking. Another group of people come up to Jesus, and the friends are speaking for the centurion. Don't trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you to come under my roof. Therefore, I do not presume to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him. And turned to the crowd that followed him and said, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. Now here's what happened. There is this Roman soldier, a Roman soldier that is in control of 100 people. He has a servant that is sick and that's not doing well. And the servant is about to die. More than likely, we would assume that he's paralyzed and suffering according to one account in the Bible. And as the servant is having a hard time and he's struggling and he's not doing well, he sends word to Jesus. But the centurion, understand, is a Gentile. The centurion is not a Jew. Jews and Gentiles do not mix with each other. So the centurion sends the Jewish people to Jesus. And as they send them to Jesus, they tell Jesus, they say this, Jesus, our centurion friend has a sick servant, and he's not doing well. He's about to die. And this centurion really, really deserves for you to come to his house and to heal the servant. Here's why. because he's built a synagogue for us. He's built a synagogue for us. Now, you may not be aware of this, but Jews were not allowed to enter the homes of non-Jewish people. But what happens? Jesus says, all right, you want me to come to you? You want me to heal the servant? I'll come. And they're on their way to heal the servant. And as they're doing this, as he's on his way to heal the servant, the centurion sends another group of people to Jesus. So it's kind of, they come and they send them in. And as they do that, the centurion says, don't come. I'm a guy who understands authority. I'm a guy that understands how to get stuff done and how to make it happen. I believe that all you have to do is say the word. And if you say the word, if you say it, if you speak it, that I believe he'll be healed. And sure enough, that's exactly what happens. Jesus marvels at the man's faith. And the Bible says that Jesus says that he marveled. Now, there's only a few other instances in the Bible where Jesus marveled at somebody's faith. So what we see here is that we see a man who has a sick, concerned servant who's not even a Jew, but yet he prays and asks the Lord to come. And Jesus comes. Now, what I want you to know today, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're struggling with, whatever hardship that you find yourself facing, can I just encourage you with something? You need to do something with that burden today. Whatever it is you have, whatever it is you're dealing with, you need to do something with it. But here's a question for you. What should I do with the concerns that burden me? This man knew what to do. So I think when you look at the life of the centurion, you quickly understand that he gives us a pattern. Let's look real quick. What should you do with your burdens and your problems that you have today? What should you do with that? First, I want you to see this. Don't keep them to yourselves. Don't keep your burdens to yourselves. Look at your neighbors real quick. Look at your neighbors. I do this a lot at Life Community. Look at your neighbors and say, if you're hurting, tell somebody. All right? Now, here's what happened. The servant, look at the text. The Bible says in verse 2, now a centurion had a servant who was sick at the point of death, who was highly valued by him. When the centurion, check it out, heard about who? Jesus. He sent to him the elders of the Jew, asked him to come and heal the servant. This guy loved the Jews. He loved the Jews. He was probably a God-fearer, which meant that he was a Gentile that believed in the God of Israel. He believed in the Old Testament God. And with that being said, this man knows that his servant needs to be healed. So what does he do? He calls for Jesus. He calls for Christ. He makes a decision not to keep it to himself. One of the problems that we have as Christians is that the Bible says you have not because why? You ask not. One of the greatest problems that we have is that when we have struggles and trials and temptations and hardships in our life, we internalize those. And we only try to handle it on our own. When the Bible has instructed us to pray and to get other people to pray with you and to do this as a team, but yet we often try to do this. Now, what if this centurion, who was a very wealthy man, a godly man on top of that, heard about Jesus and chose not to send for Jesus? What would have happened to his servant? Somebody tell me. He would have died. He would not have made it. So what we see happening is that if you don't bring your concerns to Christ, through prayer and seeking of the Lord, it is very possible that your problem will grow from bad to worse. What we need to understand as Christians is that if we have concerns, if we have struggles, if we have trials, understand this today. You need to bring them to the Lord. You need to decide right now in your heart that you can't handle this, that you can't do this on your own. I think that's a great problem with churches all across the United States, is that we try to do things on our own. We try to grow our churches on our own. We try to take care of our families on our own when we just don't have the power and the ability to do so. Instead, we need to understand that we are weak, we are frail, and we just don't have the power to do it. Understand that you can't keep your concerns to yourself. Second, I want you to see this. Second, bring your concerns to Jesus. Bring your concerns to Jesus. We continue to read on in the story. And the story says that And when they came to Jesus, so he sent the servants, he sent other Jewish people to go after him. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he is the one who built us our synagogue." So notice what his friends say first. His friends come and they say, "Jesus, you need to heal this man." Why? Because he is what? He's what? He is worthy. He built us a synagogue. The reason you should come to the centurion's house and help him is because he built a synagogue for the Jewish people. And even at that, what does it say in verse 6? And Jesus did what? Jesus did what? He went. So we understand that even at the request of these people, Jesus still goes at the request. Now look what happens. And Jesus, and when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent more friends, saying to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself." Now look at this part. "For I am not worthy to have you come underneath my roof." So the first group of people, the elders, say, "Jesus, you need to come and help him because he's worthy." And apparently word gets back to the centurion, who says, "No, wait a second, I'm not worthy." So he sends some more friends. And the other friends come, and as they come, they say, "No, wait a second. He doesn't think he's worthy. But he does believe this." And it goes on. It says that he tells them that he understands authority, and if he has soldiers, and if he says go, they go, and if they come, they come. And he believed that Jesus was so powerful that if he just spoke the word, the man would be healed. I love the faith of this servant. Because when everybody's saying he's a good man, he's a good man, he's a good man, what does he say about himself? "I'm not a good man. I don't even deserve you, Jesus, to come underneath my own roof. I don't even deserve for you to come underneath my own roof. And instead, Lord, if you just say it, if you just speak it, then it'll happen. If you just say it because I believe in you, it'll happen." One thing that when we don't internalize our concerns and our burdens and our problems, we got to do something with them. And what is that? We give them to Christ. And how do we do that? We do that by bringing them to Jesus. And we know that we can't handle it. We know we're not worthy. But yet we bring it to Christ because of how awesome he is and how loving he is. And we have to take those concerns to Jesus. How do we do that? Well, we do that through prayer meetings. We do that through times of prayer. We do that when we pray with each other and we make it known to Christ. Let me ask you, with whatever you're dealing with today, have you spent time with God about that? You know, we spend time with our problems with a lot of other things. We talk to our friends about them and our family members about them. We put them on Facebook for the whole world to see. But we will never, ever take them before the Lord. How fervently have you brought your concerns before God? How many hours have you labored in prayer before the Lord over what you're dealing with? How many minutes have you labored in prayer? See, today the Lord is saying, "Won't you just come? Won't you just bring it? Have faith in me. I can say the word and bring deliverance. I can say the word and bring healing. But have you prayed about it? Have you brought it to God? You have not because you asked not." This centurion understood that this was a need that only Jesus could take care of. Only the Lord could do this. This Wednesday night, we're going to have last Wednesday prayer service. I'm so excited. We've done it once before. We're going to do it again. And we're going to come and pray for our needs. And I believe that we're going to come and God's going to answer prayer. I believe that. Or why else would we pray? We'll ask him to do what he does. But I love this. The centurion said, "If you just say the word, it'll happen." Do you long for the word of God in your life? Do you long for the Lord to speak into your life? Because if you're not longing to hear from God, your concerns will continue to stay on your heart. If you're not longing to hear the precious and tender and sweet voice of the Lord, they'll burden you and burden you and burden you more. Third, I want you to see this. When you don't keep them to yourself and you bring them to Jesus, believe then that Jesus can handle your concerns. Believe that the Lord can handle this. Now we continue to go on in the Bible passage. When Jesus heard this, verse 9, he marveled at him and turned to the crowd that followed him and said, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. It's a big deal. Because he's saying amongst the Jews, I've not even found a Jewish person that has this type of faith. Doesn't he have this type of faith? And when those who had been sent returned to the host, they found the servant what? Well, he was healed. The boy was healed. What I love about this is that here's a man that knows about Jesus, and therefore he brings the concern to Jesus. And then what happens? Jesus handles the concern in his way and in his time. When you bring whatever it is before the Lord, understand you got to let two things happen. You ready? You got to let go, and you got to let God. You hear that? You got to let go. Quit trying to make it happen in your own power and own ability. You've been praying for that old boy to get sober, to get clean. You've been praying for your marriage to get together. It comes a point when you just got to let God handle it. And you got to let the Spirit work on that person's life. You got to say it with me. Let go and let God. You got to bring it to the Lord. If you really believe His Word can bring a healing touch, bring your problem to the Lord. And you ready? Leave it with Him. Leave it with Him. And say, Lord, I can't handle this alone. This is my problem. But I'm giving it to You. How many times have we come to the altar and we prayed for something only to get back up and carry that burden and that desire back with us? It's not God's plan. God tells you to come to Him, lay it at His feet, and listen, stop worrying about it. Trust in God. Trust in the Lord. Now listen, when you bring a concern to God, He will always meet that concern. Now, He does it in three different ways. You've heard me teach this before, but three different ways. Yes, no, or not now. And you need to understand that sometimes the Lord will say yes to your request. Sometimes He'll say no to your request. And other times He'll say, not now. Understand today that God is really wanting you to take your concern, your request, before Him today. But it all begins today by coming to Jesus. I ask you, have you come to Christ today? Have you come to the Lord? Whatever you're dealing with, is it in the hands of Jesus today? Is it in the hands of Christ? Maybe you are concerned about where you'll go if you die one day. Has Christ settled that? Do you know that if you believe and you trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that you can experience forgiveness of sin and salvation? Whatever worry you have or life change that you have, do you know if Christ just says the Word, He can handle it. If Christ just says the Word, He's able to take care of it. In closing, I don't know what you're dealing with today, what you walked into this door with, but I want you to know this. Jesus able to handle it. He's able to handle it. You've never given your heart to Him. Would you come today and give your life to Christ? I'm going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes. And Taryn's going to come and begin softly playing today. If you don't know Christ as Lord and Savior today, I want you to know the Bible says that Jesus died for your sins, and if you confess Him as your Lord and Savior, you can be saved. If God's moving in your life and you've never given your heart to Him, today would be the perfect day to say, you know what, I'm ready to settle that issue, that concern about my future, and to give that to God. You know that you know that you know you're saved today. You know, if I wasn't for sure my sins were forgiven, I'd seek Jesus over that. I'd come to Christ over that. I would. I'd make sure before I left today that I knew Jesus not as a concept,
not as a painting on the wall, not as a religion, but in a real personal way. If you've never invited Christ in your life and you feel Him right now tugging into your heart, tugging in your spirit, won't you just let Him in? Pray this prayer. Dear God, I'm a sinner. Come into my life and save me. Give me a new start, a new beginning. Still bowed and eyes closed. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I want to know what you did. I want you to put that on your connection card. I want you to come forward and let me know you did that today. Let me ask you a question in this room. Who's got something you're dealing with right now? Raise your hand if you do. Hands all over. You know, God can handle that. But like the Centurion, you've got to bring it to Jesus. I invite you today to lay that burden down. Please don't pick it back up. You can't handle it. It is absolutely too big for you. It is too great for you. You need faith. You need intervention. You need the Spirit. And only the Spirit, man. Only the Spirit can handle that. You know that, right? You can't do it. But we serve a God who can do it. Give it to God today. Let God move in His time and His power. Let Him make you patient. Lay it at His feet and wait.